Welcome to the People's Podcast, the official podcast of the Adelaide Football Club.
Well, we are back. The podcast has been Christopher Skay style, just overseas somewhere, but all of a sudden we're back, Viz.
Plenty to get through.
Katrina.
Kathy.
Massive week. Game on the weekend against the second place West Coast Eagles, and 53,455 turned up. A phenomenal effort from our fans, wasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly was. And I know exactly what you're talking about, because we'd like to have 53 again there next week, Chief.
But we would.
Good segue.
I like that, Chief. You're spot on.
But in saying that,
cohesion. Can you just explain?
But in saying that, Chief, it's finals footy, and it doesn't matter where you play,
anywhere, Chief.
And we're up to
anytime
secured our spot.
Well, we have absolutely, and the right.
What are your thoughts on the double Brownlow votes, Pat?
No, I don't like it.
You're lying.
You're on triple?
You know why he doesn't like it? Because he doesn't usually play well against the Cats.
Yes, he does. 5 in 1.
Righto, Cathy. Get behind him.
I tell you, pardon. Unlike you, Chief, against the better sides, I actually front up. I don't just front running
bit of ball
like
ball.
You have the last 2 weeks. And don't start with me, Viz, because you're right in this.
No, West Coast were 15.
Jeez, and I didn't know. I thought you were on the. Were you on the flight up to Sydney? Oh no, you weren't. That's right.
27.
Moving on.
27 touches and 9 clearances is not good enough for you.
Moving on.
Speaking of not there, I know who was it there. Number 4.
Where?
At Sydney.
Into each other. But in what has been a great week after last week with the game against West Coast, Chief Tomo, 16th pre-season.
Leg arms.
Getting ready for?
Leg arms.
What's he thinking?
Well, I tell you.
16?
Jeez.
He's done 8 because he does half.
You're
spot on, bitch.
I texted him last night and said, 16 pre-seasons? And he wrote back, I'll see you in March. So he's worked it very well.
Now, this, we did call you the duck.
No, for obvious reasons. We don't.
Are you going to start that program where you just don't rock up until January?
No.
Because, Chief, we need to explain to the fans, Katrina, that out of every single player on our list, there's one bloke that has just done every single drill from the first day to the last, and he's been the fat rhino at the back of the friggin' stampede.
Well, it's paying off, Chief, because he's in blistering form.
He's in rare touch at the moment, Chief.
He is. Working well with the big Texan up there. Touch.
And he's a bit disappointed, Chief.
Was that?
Do you know why? He's a bit disappointed, and this is fact. Oh. He's disappointed he missed 2 games because he reckons he would have kicked 50 by now had he been playing.
I've got no doubt.
He's 10 off.
I've got great faith in him.
You reckon the others you just slide 5 each?
Well, he's coming off a 6, so he probably will be on 54.
All we know this week, with Edward and Taylor locked away for 54.
Oh, Modra.
Don't
the Modra medal.
This is a great point.
What a head-to-head for the Modra.
Head-to-head, don't lead.
This week it's on Tex Watch. You see, Tex just passes it inside 60. The forward half. You won't see it happen.
The Modra's on the line. Tough to win the Modra's. The Modra medal, very tough to win.
Especially when there's 3 votes over
40.
You won. Get your name on the honour board. Very tough to do.
You won on 15 votes, did you, Chief? 15 goals.
Another important factor this week is one of the club's great servants played his 200th this week.
Oh, the ex-skipper, Chief.
Yeah. Been at last 20 games. I think he mentioned in his presser has been a bit of a long road for him, obviously with the Achilles injury. So it's fantastic for him to get to 200 games, and the boys are pretty pumped.
Absolutely. And in the 25 years, Chief, there hasn't been a physically larger head at the football club. Like, in terms of the bounce, it's just enormous. And a forehead that you could, you could safely land the 747 on. It is a seriously large bounce.
Got the new haircut too. I'm not sure he's that happy with it, but
not sure why he would be.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a few new haircouts at the moment, actually.
Yeah.
Dougie had a sharpen up. And what was his training?
The name Dougie, licking his lashes to come.
Sorry. Well, just on Dougie, what was he?
Going to obliterate him.
Glenn is mine.
Hang on, just calm down. Now, disappointing this, the SANFL season is over. Podra watch is unfortunately it has come to a close, Katrina.
Well, he's on track for 15 this week, judging
how disappointing.
Absolute disgrace.
They would have won that. They would have won the whole thing.
Well, they would have. And I realised what it's come down to. It wasn't the fact that we lost.
We would have won the whole thing.
Well, I've realised why we haven't made it, Chief.
Why is that?
Well, we go back to the first six games, which you disappointingly lost. But you know, out of our entire season, we won the free kick count once. And that was against Port. So it doesn't count.
No, that's got to be lashed.
So
as well.
This is coming from the bloke to you ripping the umpires who give you 3 votes.
Hang on.
For having 10 possessions.
No,
you have a stinker.
I'm ripping the SANFL umpires, the AFL umpires. The best umpires, isn't it? There's no better umpires.
Where they come from, Chief? That's their support. They're building up through the ranks.
Actually, if we look at AFL umpires, Chief, there's one from South Australia. The rest are all from Victoria. And there's 2 from WA.
Oh, geez, you're into them.
Well, there you go. I've got the stats.
Yeah, well backed up. But moving on. I wanted to touch on something before I get to my lash.
What about your movie?
Tweet of the week?
No.
Joshy Jank.
Oh, just
hang on.
Global.
I need to bring something up.
Just a second now to Usain Bolt at Puma.
Alright, I won't go straight there, but, and I haven't pumped this up,
Kat, because these two buffoons.
Get it out, come on.
Well, you've got something that's come up on the radar, I believe.
Pardon?
In regards to a similar podcast.
In the huddle. Already Australia's number one podcast.
So hang on, let me finish.
Is it true?
Can you elaborate for the fans out there what sort of podcast you are running?
A rabble.
An elite one.
Oh. A rabble.
Well, we've got... you should say.
I'm in it, and I'm illiterate, so it doesn't help.
And we've incurred a startup cost of $32.50 per person.
Oh, Chief will not be paying that.
Going four ways. And Thomas... has removed himself from the group.
No doubt.
That's not true.
For $32.50.
What are you doing?
But
you need to tell us.
For all our fans out there who are interested in all things NFL, myself and Josh, who have a vivid passion for it.
A vivid passion.
Is that a word?
Jesus, that's why you just leave it to Josh to talk. Just leave it to Josh. Just say, I like NFL. And leave it at that.
I love football.
Football fun.
Yeah, we've got a podcast just getting off the ground today, hopefully. Yesterday. Should be live.
See, I knew that.
Should be live at the moment. You can check it out. It's an audio boom. Same thing as the Crozier, is correct.
Well, how do you listen to it?
It's on my website, my WordPress website.
Called In The Huddle. Twitter.
It'll be tweeted.
Ah, very good.
There's the Twitter handle, at In The Huddle AU.
Very good.
Are you going to give us a little tweet out, Chief?
Absolutely.
Appreciate that.
Do I get a free watch or a t-shirt?
Have you got enough watches?
And feel free to tweet in and ask us some questions.
It is interactive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. Because it's taking off here in Australia, NFL of late.
Lynch's lash.
What, straight the lash?
That's time. It's a double sort of a lash because it's lash and both thing. I cannot at the minute currently take people's interest in The Bachelor.
Oh, for God's sake. It's spoken about all the time in our football club.
But everywhere I look, everyone's into The Bachelor.
Are you into The Bachelor, Kat?
Might have seen a few minutes.
Got to be joking.
My lovely girlfriend, Courtney, strolls in last night when I'm getting ready.
Mother of a child.
To get ready for the Daniel Menzel.
Yes, did watch that first.
Fantastic.
Which was awesome.
The Bachelor.
But she's made herself at home on my couch and tuned into The Bachelor.
That's on her couch as well.
And expected me to be into it. Did you see that? No! I don't watch this rubbish! It's just rubbish. And then, for me then, to jump whilst I was doing that, what else am I going to do? So I grabbed my phone out and had a little look through social media. And there's Diggy Dugwell's house.
Oh, no.
What's that?
Pardon? Bachelor night at the Dugwells.
Oh, I miss
his lovely girlfriend, Ellie.
You're kidding.
As the girls around on the reds.
Was this Instagram or what was this?
Night at his new crib.
I miss something.
Well, and his new crib.
Well, Chief,
on Facebook.
It's not just his.
I don't have Facebook.
Well, that's not my fault.
I think it's referred to as theirs.
He's had
their house.
True, that's true.
Because out of the 40 nights he stayed there, Ellie's been there 39 of them.
I was going to say 41, but
41. She moved in before they got the keys.
Yes, but
young
Richard, the brand new house by Alan Shepherd Holmes. Can you plug that?
Yeah, you can.
You can plug that.
He's a former board member, Chief.
And she's got the girls for Bachelor Night around. Is that a reflection on the Doug or what?
That's a disgrace. Which, it's a reflection of their relationship and the fact that he just doesn't wear the
would
pants
Hannah
anymore.
Would Hannah be allowed to do that, Josh?
Absolutely.
Pardon?
Well, absolutely. Hang on.
Well, I'm just going to walk into it. She okay. listens to this.
Sure.
Chief, are you halfway through your lash? Because I need, just while
yeah,
we're on
I'm
Josh.
Done. I reckon our listeners understand about that.
Well, Chief, I've got a question for you.
Yep.
If Kobe, your wonderful son, just yep. decided to
wonderful
take...
Wonderful son.
Wonderful. If Kobe decided to take a poo in the lounge room.
Pardon?
Yeah. No, you heard me right. A poo in the lounge room. What would you do?
Which has been done before.
Which has been done before. What would you do?
Well, I'd probably clean it up.
You'd clean it up, wouldn't you?
You'd clean it up. You yeah. have to clean it up because it just stinks.
It's poo.
It's poo.
You can't leave it yeah. in the dining room you or in the lounge room. Now, our good friend, the duck, the this.
The old friends.
The Jenkonian.
Colleague.
Our work colleague. He's husky, AJ, Katrina.
Saab.
Just decided to absolutely launch feces all through the living room and all through the hallway.
And you know what he did, Kat?
It looked like coffee.
You know what he did?
Just left it there.
Got the lead, went for a walk. Took the dog for a walk.
Left it there and went for a walk.
Just sealed off the room.
Well, you've just left the poo in the dining room.
It's gone now.
What happened?
Some bloke come around. Carpet cleaner, 110 Aries.
Jeez. There's another last for Josh. He's got 3 metres of lawn. He gets Jim's mowing to come in for it.
I'd like to get the economy going.
You're keeping it going.
We've been a bit of a rubble today, but...
No, not
in
as
all,
much.
In all seriousness, we're back. We'll have another one next week, Chief.
Well,
leading into the finals.
Absolutely.
And I just want to plug once again in the huddle.
McDonaria.
No, we don't want to let people know about your gutless horse.
Undefeated.
What are your thoughts on resting players before the finals, Chief?
No comment. But all we can worry about, Chief,
no comment.
Is momentum, which we've got over the last few weeks.
Sponsors, the coaches.
That's why I went with that.
So hang on. So we're not taking the foot off the pedal.
No, we are definitely. Well, no.
We're keeping it going.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom's done.
Send us off, Pat.
Well... Promises to be a massive game this weekend, this obviously against Geelong. An important game for us given we have had good form over the last couple of weeks. We need to keep that rolling into finals.
Correct.
How do you see the forward line functioning this week? Because obviously...
Just get it in there.
It's been crucial for us over the last couple of weeks because it's worked very well.
I'll show you what I write for our meeting this morning, team meeting.
Team meeting. Geelong.
Down the bottom.
This is a fact. Geelong preview. Just effing get it in.
Simple as that. Coaching's overrated.
Just get it in.
It's not that hard.
Just get it in. Duck one out. Jesus.
It's been an absolute rabble of a podcast, Katrina.
I'm just glad we've got one done, to be honest.
So am I. We'll see you next week. Jeez.
Thanks for listening to the People's Podcast, the official podcast of the Adelaide Football Club.